This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Second hour's on. What's on your mind? Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with us today. Leon Francis sitting in for Scotty Hennin today. He's got the day off, back tomorrow. We're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. You hear Scott talking about MyPillow all the time for years now. And his friend Mike Lindell, who is a great guy. Got a chance to meet him a couple of times. I'm a big fan of Mike Lindell. If you don't have a MyPillow yet, I suggest you try it. Get one. Do the premium pillow. Don't do the regular one. The regular one you'll see at the box stores. Stuff, they're good, but they're not the premium. That premium MyPillow is unbelievable. Okay, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow. They're normally just under $70 for only $29.98 now. About a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more if you want a wider pillow.
You know, when I tell people and they ask me about the difference, I say there's a Chevette and a Corvette. Which would you like?
I was going to just say that I'm a side sleeper. I sleep on my side.
Yep,
my pillow,
all
my neck always ends up dropping because the pillow just kind of, my head goes into it and just makes a nice little hole and I get no support.
Pillows!
No, the MyPillow, you set it and forget it. It's like, get your head where you like it, you sleep, you wake up, that's where your head's at. So you don't get that nasty neck pull. And there's so many other
things. Like
the towels. The towels, the sheets, the mattress topper. There's an array of things at MyPillow.com. Just remember the promo code is Scott. S-C-O-T-T. You'll see radio listener specials right on the homepage. Just click on that, enter Scott at MyPillow.com and get all the savings, whatever you want. And can't say enough about the sheets and the towels and the MyPillow. I don't have the topper. Don't have the pet pillow or any of that, but it's all top-notch.
Hey, I can vouch for the pet pillow. I got five of those things.
That's right.
I just used the three-year-old to keep my head, you know.
All right. Leon's pillow right there.
Leon. Eventually they grow up and move out, right?
And they start smelling, too, so they don't work as a pillow.
So why? You can change them, you know.
Oh, right. That's a thing now, right?
You can wash them. Yeah, all of them.
You can wash them. They're soap and whatnot. 1-800-228-0550. Join the conversation. No matter how wacky it is. I'm going to go to Joe in Bismarck, but it has been brought to my attention that it is illegal for me to purchase venison.
Yeah, it's only going to sell it.
Good guys. Whatever you do, do not come to the station.
What if you want to donate them to Leon? Venison, can you donate them? Is that okay?
Yes. Well, but Leon is gladly taking any donations that you might want to.
Oh, absolutely.
I will gladly hook you up with some.
Good deal. Yeah, but I don't want to
cross donations are okay. So, but purchase is not.
Nope.
Oh, man, I barely got out of that
one.
Joe out in Bismarck, what's on your mind, man?
Oh, hi. Leon, I was at the rally. You were great there.
Thanks.
I have a little fly in the ointment here. I'm calling about my vote that I was disenfranchised. I was denied my rights, the right to vote, and the freedom of speech. I came in for early voting. I don't have the mark of the beast. I don't have a plastic card issued by the state and 15 other forms of ID, but these people that are, you know, I think that goes all over the country. People are fairly ignorant and an authority tells them this is all you can do, so they just follow the rules. There's actually a Supreme Court decision that says, it's called Burdock versus Pennsylvania, a state cannot take your rights, turn them into privileges, and charge you a fee for them. So I'm supposed to pay the vote. If I don't have a state office, except the office of personhood by the state with a card, I can't vote. And even listen to this. So I made a big stink about it, and the auditor came out and said he was going to send me an absentee ballot. I get the ballot. I didn't get the ballot. I got an application, which puts me back to the same place I was. You can do a
free side,
but unless you have this card, can't do it. So, in fact, then I finally got a hold of him, you know, just the day before the election, and he said, no, you had to mail that. If you come in person with it, it's not accepted, but if you mail it, it's okay. So I don't get it. So I'm just kind of upset about that. I see these people, they want to be obedient to the people wearing masks. The same thing. Somebody tells them they got to do it, they don't think for themselves. And the other thing about the MAGA stuff, I think that the MAGA people have to get into wherever, like into a CNN studio or wherever there's people that are, where they're going to be on, or everybody's going to be just suppressed and not showing. So that's just my comment, and I really like listening to your show. You have a lot of good guests and stuff, so thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for coming to the rally also. I thought it was phenomenal. I love, and people have asked me before, hey, man, how do you feel when you're in, you know, at one of these rallies and, you know, you're surrounded by all these right-wing guys? And I know what they mean. You know, I'm a black dude. And so, yeah.
Now, are they, are they alt-right or far-right?
I think both of those terms are crap, basically. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, I love it, man. Always. It's just my first Tea Party rally. I love it. I never felt any more safe or any more patriotism than when I'm at one of these rallies, like a Tea Party rally or a Trump rally or a Trump parade or anything, because I know I'm with like-minded people.
Yep.
We love this country. We love the men and women of the military and our first responders, and it's all love.
Joe, brilliant observation too, Joe.
The thing is, unfortunately, I left early after a little confrontation with Black Lives, because it was just too political for me. I don't want to listen to politicians. I don't believe in them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just rhetoric. And then I found out there was other guests later, but it wasn't really clear what was going to be in this rally. I'm not a sports fan, but that's what I think of politics. My team.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. You know, he made a great point, or brought up a great issue about had to have this and didn't have to have that, or you couldn't vote because of this, and what are we going to do? You know what it is? It's hoops. It's hoops and hurdles. The more hoops and hurdles they can throw in to suppress, that's voter suppression. That's all that is. You're going to need this. You're going to have to do this and do this and go through. And there's two hoops there. Jump through those two hoops. Jump that hurdle. Crawl under that sign. Go over that barrier, and then you can vote.
And who's always yelling about voter suppression? I mean, that's hypocrisy on display.
What'd you get there? A guy just walked in, dropped this, gave thumbs up to me and Leon, and left. What did he leave?
Did he bring you venison?
He brought you venison?
This is a huge bowl of grits.
Oh,
and
grits.
I am not kidding you, man.
He always gets free grits.
I think there's cheese on here, but the amount of butter. I'm just going to throw this out there. Whoever got this for me, thank you.
Yeah, he's a happy boy now.
Oh, I am a very, very happy boy.
Rod and Fargo's been holding a while talking about trafficking arrests. All right.
I wanted to mention some things probably nobody knows about, but there were 179 criminals arrested for human trafficking. You don't find that on the news. And did you know that the Trump administration has a task force?
Yep.
Specifically for human trafficking, and that was not covered on the news.
No.
And did you know about the 52 persons, women and men, that have been rescued? And the latest one was about 2 weeks ago from Africa.
And
there was nobody hurt or anything.
Yep.
But that's
Rod, you wonder. You've got to wonder, Rod, about the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's right hand, with. With her arrest came all of these discoveries in these cities of these houses where these trafficked victims are being hung. You got to wonder if that's tied together, but great point.
Never covered. People have been, Trump has been out there, like he's spearheaded this thing.
Yeah.
It's one of his signature things, and you never hear about it.
No, you hear about Russia or Stormy or Ukraine or whatever. Can't talk about anything good.
Unbelievable. 1-800-228-0550. We're going to have Chris Berg. I think that he has been reinstated, but he was in Twitter jail for a little bit there. So coming up, we're going to have Chris Berg. Talk to him about his time in the slammer, the social media slammer anyway. And we're going to talk about the grits that I just received. My laptop's shutting down. We're going to talk about the grits that I just received.
Leah, I just want to know, are you sharing those?
I don't plan on it. Yeah, this is, you got to elbow your way in.
He's like,
yeah,
man, on our own, buddy.
Both of you.
Yeah. No, wait, this is for both of us?
Well,
I don't know.
I said I got enough for both of you. I didn't say it was for both of you.
It's huge.
I can't control what happens. I mean, I'm
in
Bismarck here in Fargo.
Did you send those,
Todd? Yes, I sent those.
Todd sent them.
Good deal. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
I am mowing
on those. Yesterday's performance on K-Fire in the cafe, I owed you, so.
Yeah, I think we raised some dander over there.
You can catch it on KFYR.com or iHeart. Look for KFYR Cafe. Leon was in rare form, and
yeah.
I was in form nobody ever wants me to be in again.
Man, it was that was fun, but yeah, man, wow. the topic, man. I gotta listen to that just for edification myself. before my mom listens to it. What did you say?
What? Leon, I didn't bring you up that way for crying out loud.
Yep. Oh man, 1-800-228-0550. Chris Berg on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
If you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net. Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents. Or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salted nut rolls. Jack links. 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day. Grab and go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com. When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What's on your mind? Thursday edition. We're almost halfway through the month of November. 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving. But of course, if you're in Minnesota, forget about any kind of, you know, fun for that. Can't have any fun with Thanksgiving in Minnesota, but North and South Dakota, Montana, you're probably good. All right, just say it. Hey, we're about
to open up that door. I know that turkey's for 12 people.
Yeah, they're going to break down your door if you have a 12-person turkey, apparently. We're brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. They sponsored the Beat the Buffalo Hotline at 855-200-1776, extension 1. Call and leave any comments or questions you've got there. 855-200-1776. We call it the Beat the Buffalo Hotline because Oasis Petroleum, just like the Buffalo, run into the storm. More at OasisPetroleum.com, and they are hiring. They are hiring. Great paying positions. They will train. OasisPetroleum.com. Leon Francis is in for Scott Hennin, and I hear that an old friend might be joining us now.
Yeah.
Who never calls anymore. The guy never texts.
He never calls. He never writes. He never hits us up on Facebook.
He never comes down to the lake. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
A bigger name on the other line.
That's what TV money does.
It makes
you one of those pinky out dudes, you know? I'm going to stop or he's going to hang up, man.
Not Brother Chris.
Chris Berg, 630 Point of View. What's going on, man?
What's Leon? Is this the Leon and gentlemen? It's great to be with you guys.
Hey, buddy. How are you, man? Welcome back.
It's great to catch up with you guys. It's been a long time. I missed you.
Yeah,
right back at you.
You do know I had to put money on your books when you were in a social media jail, right? So you're gonna.
I like how you came up with a beautiful social media slammer. That was nice.
Oh yeah, man, it is unreal that you, who are you're a journalist, and they would suspend you. That is frightening. So I'm going to
Farrakhan's good. He can keep it. All those guys, that's all good.
Ayatollah Khomeini, yeah. he's all right. Fine. But, you know, anyway, so tell the people what happened. And I'll set it up a little bit. So I subscribe to you. I try to get your news feed, you know, whenever you post something. And I noticed that I wasn't getting anything. And then I go to your site, and all I see is, like, just a black box, account suspended. What happened, man? What did you do?
What did you do, Richard?
I mean, honestly, your guess is as good as mine, because I felt like, you know, with the transition of what's been going on here, I was tweeting out fairly benign things. I mean, trying to keep the information flowing and just use here's a novel idea, some common sense in my tweets. And so I get up. I don't know what day it was. It must have been Saturday. And I open up my Twitter feed, and it says, your account's been suspended. I'm like, suspended? I just tweeted up, you know, the AP story about Joe Biden. I'm like, what are you talking about? So have no idea what happened. Thanks to Rob Port, he did some digging, and Rob seems to be able to scour the web really well. Somebody that's a former – I just think this is so funny – a former – Heidi Heitkamp staffer apparently flagged one of my tweets. I don't even know which one, but then, you know, Twitter does this thing like, hey, you can appeal the suspension. So I appealed it. But my point is I have no idea why. Thank goodness. I work at Gray Media. So Gray went to work. They've got a Twitter contact. And then next thing you know, a buddy hits me up yesterday. He's like, hey, your Twitter account's been reinstated. I'm like, what? So go back on. Sure enough, it's been reinstated, but again, I have no idea why it was suspended, and I have no idea how or why it got reinstated. So
I do.
I just
yep. I do. I know why. Because you actually have a conservative point of view, and you weren't afraid to say it, and they can't have it.
I think you might be right, but I guess two things I want to share with people is one, you know, it goes back to that old saying about, you know, the gentleman that was talking about, hey, they came for the Jews, and I didn't do anything because I wasn't Jewish until they came for me. And it's real. I feel like all of us need to come together and just take a stand and say, look, you know, I've got an opportunity here to exercise my freedom of speech. And I got to say this, too. I was talking to somebody yesterday. And Leon, you and I talk about, you know, meritocracy a lot, competition, right? I think Parler is starting to make an impact where Twitter's finally going, whoa, we're losing a lot of people here, and our stock price is going to take a major hit if we don't get this figured out. And so I'm hoping that Parler can make Twitter kind of rethink how they're doing things. Because I don't want to get into the details, but I heard you guys just talking about Ghislaine Maxwell a moment ago. I mean, if I know some people that do a lot of research on things with that sick stuff that goes on, and Twitter leaves a lot of that stuff up, according to these people. And yet, you know, they're pulling me down and other people that are just tweeting out conservative points of view.
Yep, exactly.
So is the algorithm like just trolling for Trump? I mean,
that's what it
seems like to me, that, you could say some pretty outrageous things, but if Trump is anywhere in that, or like Hunter Biden, I think that there was some of that going on also, because you were like posting the AP story about Hunter Biden and his dealings and Joe Biden. And so I think it may have something to do with that. And Rob Port would have a better handle of that on that. But I think that's what they were doing. They were they have this algorithm. It trolls for that sort of language and it shuts it down.
I'll ask this to you, Leon and Chris, and I'm sure you probably have. Have you seen The Social Dilemma on Netflix? You guys seen that?
No.
Have you seen it, Chris?
No.
Oh, you've got to watch it. They know everything about you. And if you're a Trump fan, I guarantee you, you've been quarried, whatever they call it, you've been put into a database of Trump supporters. They know who you are. They know everything about you. They know your shopping habits. They know your... Talk about algorithms. Watch that special on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. It's amazingly eye-opening. It'll blow your mind.
Hey, Chris, and you're a freedom-loving guy, I'm positive that you agree with, like, the freedom of the press and that sort of thing. How does the current atmosphere of censorship, I'll say, on social media and in the mainstream media, do you believe that poses a serious threat to our country?
Oh, 1,000%. And you brought up a great point, Leon, that I forgot to mention, is I had a couple of great interviews with Rudy Giuliani, who's been obviously digging into the where's Hunter story. And, I started posting a bunch of those videos up on Twitter. So maybe that's what got flagged, but I think you nailed it. And I talked about this last night, and maybe you guys can help me out, because I know, Leon, you're a constitutional loving guy. So, can you remind me, Leon, what amendment it is where it says the media shall declare the president-elect?
That would be right next to the...
Chris. Get a little sarcasm.
I only share that. And, Leon, if you haven't played the clip, maybe you can find it on my Twitter feed and play it now. But, I mean, Chris Wallace asked Joe Biden, hey, Uncle Joey, are you going to, make sure that you don't declare yourself victorious until everything is independently certified? And Joe says, yeah, absolutely, I'm going to do that. And then sure enough, the media comes out and starts jumping on the Joe bandwagon. And what does Joe do? Which, if I'm Joe, I probably would have done the same thing. But, then he holds his speech Saturday night. And I just think people need to take a step back. We gave Al Gore 37 days. We've got some time here to make sure that the votes are done correctly and they matter. And you know what? Even if Joe Biden's victorious, at least we all know we can take a step back and say, okay, I trust the system, right?
Yeah, because right now 70 million Americans do not trust this system, and that is detrimental to our republic going forward. Chris Berg, man, thanks for coming on. Don't be a stranger.
No, I love you guys, so thanks for having me. Call me anytime. I love you.
Love you too, bro.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. Basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Israeli and Egyptian officials are reporting 7 peacekeepers, including Americans, have been killed in a helicopter crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Among the dead, 5 U.S. personnel from the Multinational Force and Observers, or MFO. It currently consists of 1,154 military personnel from 13 countries, the largest contingents from the United States, Colombia, Fiji, and France. 452 U.S. personnel are key leaders for the MFO. The Egyptian official said the crash appeared to be caused by a technical issue. As more government officials threaten American lockdowns due to the coronavirus making a comeback in the United States, a Gallup poll says over half of Americans will not obey the order. In the poll taken between October 19th and November 1st, 49% of respondents said they would be very likely to stay at home for a month if an outbreak happens in their communities. 40% of Republicans polled said they were willing to comply with the stay-at-home order. That's down from 74% in the spring. 87% of Democrats said they're likely to comply. That's down from 91% in March and April. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
What's on your mind? Thursday edition brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons, HATandSons.com. Since 1908, H.A. Thompson and Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in the Bismarck-Mandan area, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And in 91, they became a Link Service Contractor, allowing them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Currently, to maintain mechanical heating and cooling systems in more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. We're welcoming in and having a great time with Leon Francis sitting in for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, this is What's On Your Mind, also brought to you by Leon's Big Old Pile of Good Eating Kitchen. Is that the name of that? No, you're kidding. That's not it. But I love that.
For those who listen to K-Fire, it's been kind of a recurring thing. Brent's Big Old Pile of Good Eating was a fictitious restaurant we came up with, and we're going to broadcast from there on April 1st and not tell everybody where it is, and you had to drive around and try to figure out where, and then you'd find out. And we get plenty of time for people to forget all this. By April 1st, we could bring it back out.
I am I'm marking my calendar for the 1st.
Anyway, I think it would work if we actually did it. That's the thing. I mean, I think it would do well.
Right. So I'm going to go. Scott had a conversation with John Hintonlocker, and so we're going to run that now and then take calls on the other side of that.
Yeah, the John Hintonlocker is the president of the Centers of the American Experiment. And at MN Think Tank, and they are full on in Minnesota to try and get Tim Walz off of his throne and maybe listen to the people a little bit. There's the conversation.
John Hintonlocker back with us from the Center of the American Experiment. John, thanks for the time. How you doing?
Hi, Scott. Doing well.
So you're looking for turkeys, I understand. Golden turkeys, is that right? Tell me. I mean, well, it's that time of year, so.
That's that time of year, exactly. At Center of the American Experiment, Scott, we are inaugurating a fun new project to highlight wasteful state government spending. We know that in the upcoming legislative session, liberals are going to come in. They're going to want to raise taxes to close a projected budget deficit. They're also going to want to raise taxes to pay for new spending. And our position is don't raise my taxes, spend the money I am already giving you more wisely. And to highlight that, we're taking off on what Senator Bill Proxmire did decades ago with his Golden Fleece Award, the $400 hammer and the $1,000 toilet seat, whatever it was. And so what we are inaugurating is the Golden Turkey Award. And it's going to go to an outstanding example of wasteful Minnesota state government spending. We're going to promote it on social media, and people can vote. We have four initial nominees for the first, and there will be plenty more to come, the first Golden Turkey Award. And on social media, you can click a link, and you can vote for your favorite turkey. So can I just run through real quick, Scott, the four nominees?
Oh, I can hardly wait. I'm just dying to know which one is the best, the Golden Turkey.
Well, the early favorite, Scott, is probably $6.9 million for an emergency morgue paid for by you and me, bought by Governor Tim Walz to house the 50,000 bodies that he said we were going to have as a result of COVID-19. The morgue, needless to say, has never been used, never been needed. That's an early favorite. A second nominee is the $57,000 that you and I and our listeners paid to a famous chef named Andrew Zimmern to post on Twitter. Now, why are we paying a chef to post on Twitter? This is what he posted in August of 2018. Walz, Flanagan, Omar, Phillips, Smith, Klobuchar, Radinovich, and many others, win, 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 a great night in Minnesota. And for this, you and I are paying this famous TV chef.
Wow.
The third nominee, $900,000 for the Lawns to Legumes program. You've heard of the government paying farmers not to farm. Well, Minnesota's got a new twist by giving homeowners $350 grants not to grow grass in their yards. Basically, if you don't maintain your yard and let it go to seed, the state of Minnesota will pay you. $900,000 Lawns to Legumes program for not taking care of your yard. And finally, this is not a big one in terms of money, but it's the kind of thing that we're seeing more of in today's world. $1,000. This comes from the Legacy Fund. Remember, established, I think, by constitutional amendment some years ago. $1,000 from the Legacy Fund to map your personal emotional terrain of climate change. That's it. $1,000 for a woman to host a, quote, hands-on climate mapping workshop where participants create maps of their personal emotional terrain of climate change. So those are the first four nominees for the first ever Golden Turkey Award. Watch for it. Follow us on Facebook, Center of the American Experiment on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, it's MN Think Tank. We're going to be promoting this contest. It'll be decided by a vote of Minnesotans. And the award is going to be handed out at a press conference shortly before Thanksgiving.
Here's what I want. I want to meet the people or see the maps of these emotional terrain to climate change. I don't know what some of these emotions have to do with climate change, but I want to see that. I want to meet the people who live next door to the people that got the 900,000 to not let their lawns be normal. I bet they're thrilled, right? And this TV chef, I mean, 57 grand. That sounds like a political contribution to me. I'm not sure why the taxpayers have to pay for him to say nice things about these folks.
I really don't get it either, Scott. And there's a lot more where these came from. And so, we're doing what Bill Proxmire did. It's like Stalin said, one death is a tragedy, a million deaths are a statistic. It's like that with money. $1 billion, people's eyes just glaze over. But you talk about $57,000 to pay a celebrity chef to post congratulations to the DFL party on Twitter. And now people understand that you're wasting their money.
And again, folks, this is the reason why you pay close attention to what happens at your legislature, the legislative session, because these kind of things are slipped through. This is crazy. We did know about the morgue. That was fairly high profile, although everything that we were told about it and why it was needed didn't come true. So, we were sold a whole bill of goods there, and it couldn't be leased. No. We had to buy one new and had to put it in this place and all of that. So that's really kind of crazy, ridiculous on how that all happened. But thankfully, the Golden Turkey Project is here, so we can expose this stuff and stop it. Ultimately, that's what you want to do, John, right? End this kind of stuff.
Well, exactly. And we want to mobilize Minnesota voters to say, wait a minute, time out. Stop talking about raising our taxes and get serious about a budget where you're not wasting our money. We have so much room to trim spending here in Minnesota. There's no reason to be talking about tax increases.
And one more time, where folks can nominate or vote or get in on this Golden Turkey Award.
It's going to be up on our website, AmericanExperiment.org. And if you follow us on social media, either Facebook or Twitter, we're going to be promoting it there, and you can click on the link and vote for your favorite turkey. And there are more turkeys to come. This is just the very first installment that we're going to award shortly before Thanksgiving, and we'll do another one probably in February when the legislative session is heating up.
Thanks, John. Appreciate everything you're doing at the center, and thanks for the update today.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
Yeah, welcome to Minnesota.
That is crazy.
Welcome to Minnesota.
That is insane.
Yeah. I live there, and I weep daily.
So is it that easy to get that money?
Here's the problem. No, well, here's the problem. You know, Minnesota faces the same kind of problem that California does.
Huh.
You got the massive liberal metro that outvotes the rocks and cows,
right,
as Tim Walz calls the outstate folks. You got Duluth and you got Rye. You got some pockets of extreme, you know, really extreme liberalism. We can't get a pipeline in Minnesota. We can't get Line 3 done in Minnesota.
That is, but you can get an emotional map.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Ah, liberals, man.
And I just want to thank John Hinterrocker and the crew from the Center for the American Experiment for doing what they're doing in Minnesota, trying to call this out,
yeah,
working for us. You know, and we're just,
I tell you what, I'm
sitting back, I'm waiting for $4 gas now if Biden gets this thing. $4 or $5, I mean, that's going to be an absolute reality.
And that's going to happen.
Yep.
And folks don't realize that, liberals don't. And I want to kind of go on a rant, but Jim and Marty, they've been waiting for like half an hour.
Yeah, let's get them on. Jim's been on more. Jim, about veterans. Jim, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, can I get the $350 even if I live in South Dakota for not planting grass?
No, you live in South Dakota. You actually make sense down there.
Hey, thanks. I was listening to the program yesterday, and I didn't get the website for that Veterans Board and the different restaurants and that.
Oh, yeah. We had it on AM1100theflag.com.
Yeah.
On our Fargo station, yep.
Yeah. Do you have that website?
Yeah, it's AM1100theflag.com.
Okay. I mean, the website of the person that was doing the Veterans Wall, she announced.
Oh, doing the wall.
The Wall of Honor.
Do you have anything on that?
Yes, it's thewalloftheoffice.org.
Okay, walloftheoffice.org. Okay, thank you. That's what I needed.
There you go.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
You bet.
Thank you, Leah. Quick with the facts, man.
Well, Leah's all over it.
That's good. Marty, out in Stuartdale, what's on your mind?
Marty, what's up?
Hey, Leah, and I tell you what, here's an open invitation to come to my place for a big catfish and hush puppy feed, and we'll have some patriots like Jamie here and a few other guys. And if you don't have a gun when you come to my place, I'll borrow you one.
If I don't have a gun,
yeah, right. Money.
They're required. Hey,
dude.
Tell you,
where are you at, Marty? Where at Stuartdale?
Stuartdale, North Dakota, south of Bismarck. It's a great little town here.
You had me at catfish, man.
Well, can I come?
Man, I tell you what, all my recipes come from Louisiana, and you're invited, and we'll have Jamie out, and maybe Todd, and a few other patriots. But the important thing here is, if you text on an iPhone, Trump will not come up in the choices. It will go to Trumpet. But if you type in Biden, it pops up right away.
And, you know, makes you wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Hang
on. It goes to show you how deep and what level these people will go to. And, Leah, I love you. And I'm going to tell you what, that catfish fry will be great, and you're invited, bud.
Well, hey, if I come, you're going to have to borrow me a gun because I don't have one. But
we'll bring one for you, Todd. Leah and I got you covered.
Yep.
Yeah, you're covered.
We got you, man. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it. Hey, it's What's On Your Mind. We're brought to you by PetroServe USA. Lunch specials today, Valley City pulled pork French dip. Harwood's got the meatloaf dinner. West Main Avenue in Fargo's got scalloped potatoes and ham and Swedish meatballs at 12th Avenue North. PetroServe USA.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke. Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is. And we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Excuse me while I whip out my air guitar. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. If you're in the market, pre-owned truck, the best deals at Schwann Buick GMC and online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Shop from the area's best selection of late model, not just GMCs, but Rams, Chevys, GMCs, Fords, even Ford Super Duties, and most with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Shaving a 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT, only 20,000 miles, rather, just $26,900. Finance rates are the lowest in years, and business owners, you can save even more. Look for the gigantic American flag on Memorial Highway, the Strip, or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Okay, Man, I,
there you go.
That's
where you took up.
The one thing, the one thing that separates us from, and Jamie Breck told me, you know, stop calling them liberals. He called them leftists, so, and I get that. But the one thing that separates us from those guys is our trucks, our grits, and our guns. So, that makes a good work environment, man. And we just witnessed that, a little bit of that camaraderie just a second ago.
Okay, I've never had grits and I don't own a gun. Does that make me
well? We can work on that, Todd. Not a problem. Okay.
You've never had grits? You're sending me literal bowls of grits and you've never had them.
I just never had them either.
Really?
Never had them either, yeah, no.
Well, these are a little buttery, so, but if you want some, you have at it. Because it's the second that I see 11 o'clock right there, those are all going in my face.
He's willing to share with us, Leah. That's always good.
No, I'm willing to share with Leah. Oh. I am not willing to share with anyone else in here.
See how I almost did that? I almost did that.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. You guys can still join the conversation. I have lost my place here, so I'm not even sure where we are. Where are we?
We're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I know that.
Nine before the hour.
1-800-228-0550. Those are the call-in numbers. I cannot believe I just did that. I got food on the brain or something. That's just weird.
Sorry, did I throw you off there?
Wait
and send him after the show or something.
We got an email to the show. It's a picture. It says, I'm getting ready for the Harris administration, and it's a picture of his reload setup.
Yep.
Reloading some 40 cals.
Oh. good deal.
Let me ask you this. We're talking about guns.
All right.
Let's say gun control, guns moving forward. What level of insanity should and if presumptive President-elect Joe Biden and, you know, presumptive VP nominee Kamala Harris get the office, get into the White House? First of all, number one, probably going to be assault weapons ban. Can't have those evil looking, those evil looking guns, those bad guns. That's going to be the first thing. But let me see if you agree with me. I said they're not going to do that. They won't try and do that again because Clinton proved it didn't work. I think they're going to come after the ammunition like Obama tried to do. That's what it's going to be.
You're going to have come after the ammo. I also think that they're going to put like just ridiculous tax stamps on like clips, like $200 per clip or something crazy like that. But they actually have similar legislation up north in I forget, like Maryland or some weird leftist place up there. But yeah, I agree. I think that they know for a fact that we're not giving up our guns, but they could put the pressure with the whole ammo thing. I agree with that. That's an easier lift, as a matter of fact. And why do you need 1,500 rounds, you know? Why do you need blah, blah, blah? Yeah, I could totally see that.
And I think people in a lot of people, because I'm finding, you know, I can go to Walmart. I mean, we've been duck hunting this fall. You can buy shotgun shells by the pallet.
Yeah, you cannot buy.
There's no 9 rounds. There's no 40s. There's maybe a box of 45s, maybe.
Yeah.
But no pistol rounds. You can't find them.
Nope.
I mean, the three places I go, they're like, well, I had two this morning, but they're gone.
Oh, yeah. It's increasingly hard to find any ammo. And especially if you're looking for like 300 Blackout or 5.56 or 223 or anything like that.
The Biden administration?
Oh, man. Norman. Guns, boys. Well, you know what's funny? Just one more note on that. They'll scream about good gun, bad gun. Bad gun, black war machine gun, bad.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But that my 870 or my 1100 semi-auto Remington shotgun, no problem.
Yep.
You hunt with that. You couldn't hurt anybody with that. That's fine. And we can stack ammunitions by the pallet at Walmart for that one. You're good there. But you can't get any pistol run.
I don't understand that mindset, man.
I never have.
Oh, it's weird. I guess I'm not supposed to because I got common sense backing up my frontal lobe. So anyway, Norman, out in Turtle Lake, what's on your mind?
Norman, good morning.
Yes. What's on my mind here, a while back, you were talking a little bit about Twitter and stuff in that order. And just to give you a little bit of a background, is my grandson committed suicide last night or yesterday.
Sorry to hear that.
Now, he posted what he was going to do. I don't know if it was Twitter or Facebook. My daughter was beside herself. But
Jesus.
The social media can silence any conservative with their algorithms. Why can't they pick up on this stuff and
call
a parent?
Amen, Norman. Oh, man, my heart goes out to you.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you, Norm.
Absolutely.
And your family.
We'll be right back right after this.
No, we're wrapping it up. But
we'll be back in 22 hours. Just hang on.
We'll be back in 22 hours. Say a prayer for Norm's family.
Yep. Yeah. Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details. Or call 701-566-5532.
Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spiced moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.